18 minutes past the hour of 5. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat. And yes, we have a very, very, very special guest with us today here in the studios of Radio Islam International. I don't know, should I keep it in a bit longer? Should I hold it back much longer? Or are the listeners of Radio Islam International ready to welcome our guest this evening on the 9th of April, 2016. I don't know. Brother Ziad, what do you think? Should we keep them in suspense? Should we let the cat out of the bag? Or should we wait for our first caller and let our first caller discover who is in studio with us today? Brother Ziad is giving me no response. He doesn't feel excited for our new guest here. Nevertheless, let's see our Radio Islam International listeners' reaction. You can interact with us once we introduce our guest here today and our very close friend. You can interact with us, your feelings and your thoughts. But I'm not going to give an introduction. I'm going to let him do the talking and leave the rest for you to figure out.
You've done enough talking for the past how many months. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all Radio Islam International listeners, and a special assalamu alaikum to your Hafiz Yusuf Rawat. Hafiz, if I can see you miss me. The way you were going on this past 10 minutes, I can just see how you miss me. And I can just imagine how the listeners must have missed me as well. I mean, one thing is I'm not here. Then they have to put up with you. SubhanAllah. It's like a sacrifice upon a sacrifice.
Abisa Chara, you know, I had to create the desire and the talab and that deep passion for people to actually go to the back of their memory and the back of their minds to try and figure out who am I talking about, and that guy once upon a time was here in studio with me. You know, I had to create some sort of an excitement, otherwise people wouldn't have known who you are.
Nah.
I think they've forgotten your voice afterwards, you know. People forget.
I just hope the listenership didn't decrease since you're running a one-man show here. So I think we have to get the statistics for the last few months. How has the listenership dropped? Was a significant drop, or you know, just to get an idea of how well you
the only thing
covered
that dropped thus far was your weight. Yes, let's get back.
And whatever I lost, what you picked up, I was Yusuf.
Let's get back.
You told me you were.
Sami Saad is back at the Radio Islam International Nizam Hour. Yes, we welcome our very close friend Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jara, who had left us for a very long time, but Alhamdulillah, Rabbuna Jalla wa Ala has brought him back, high-spirited in the field of da'wah, in the field of service of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever he had done and whatever he had accomplished in this past 4 months. He will be sharing with us just few things on how much he missed us. That's mainly what we need to know. How much did he miss us in those 4 months? Over the course of the program, he'll be telling us every moment which mountain he climbed and he thought of us, which cave he went into and he thought of us, and I don't know where else he went, which river he ocean he swam across, and he had all of his Nizam Hour fans in his mind. But I think what he really wants and what he really is waiting for is the spirit of the Nizam Hour, and that is 011-854-1548. He doesn't want to speak to me, I know that. He's tired of speaking to me. He's spoken to me since he was a small boy. I don't know till when he'll be speaking to me. In his trip in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spoke to me. But right now he wants to speak to his listeners, the lessons of the Nizam Hour on Radio Islam International. And we have our first caller for this evening. 22 minutes past the hour 5. Caller number 1. Over to Avisad.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And who are we speaking to?
Ahmed Chinara.
Ahmed Chinara, where are you calling us from?
Radio Islam.
From where?
Radio Islam.
You calling Radio Islam, Ashraf, but where are you? Where are you calling us from? Where are you now?
At Hummingbird.
You're at Hummingbird. Oh, so you were the Nasian caller, mashallah. And have you been listening to the Nizam Hour in the past few weeks?
Yes.
And were you enjoying it?
Yes.
Did you miss me on the Nizam Hour?
Yes.
Are you sure you missed me? That yes wasn't very convincing. Or did you like the program with Hafiz Yusuf? Okay, young Chinara, what are you going to sing for us today?
Ar-Rahman.
You need to recite Ar-Rahman. Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Qudus, Al-Salam, Al-Muqmin, Al-Qaim, العزيز الجبار القاهر البحر المسبح.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, what a beautiful recitation of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Abbas Yusuf, you're going to continue it for us?
Yes.
MashaAllah, where did you learn it? Did you learn it in...
I learned it from Madrasa.
From Madrasa, which Madrasa do you go to?
Abrar.
Which Madrasa?
Abrar.
Masjid Abrar, MashaAllah. And do you also wear the grey kurta?
Yes.
Oh, I think all the students are very smart. And they come out to the masjid all dressed in the same grey uniform, mashallah. And when are you going to come join us in the Radio Islam studios?
Next week.
Next week? I'm going to wait for you. What are you going to sing for us next week?
Mawlaya salli wa salli.
Mawlaya salli wa salli. Okay, inshallah. Which nizam must we play for you on Radio Islam?
Ar-Rahman.
The same one? Okay, inshallah. I'll ask our engineer to play that for you in the next break, okay? Jazakallah for your call and waiting for you next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
That was the first caller on the Nizam Hour this week. It's my first program since last year, November, if I can recall. And alhamdulillah, it's fantastic to be back on the airways. I'm a bit rusty, but you should also be a bit rusty. I mean, first of all, I wasn't here to coach you. Second of all, you had a 3-week break, I see, as well.
Yeah, you know, I was sitting bored without the Nizam Hour listeners, but alhamdulillah, we are back in the studios, and we are going to be back on the road as soon as we can, inshallah. Yes, one of the primary focuses and objectives of the Nizam Hour in the year 2016 is to have as many outside broadcasts as possible, inshallah. That's why we've had Klagsdorp and we went all the way to Sherwood in Durban. Who knows which place is next? If you want the Nizam Hour to come to your town, then you can contact us via our Radio Islam landline number, and that's 011-854-7022, and you can ask them to put you through either to myself, Yusuf Muhammad Ravid, or my co-host, who I'm just saying, you know, the whole format of Islam. I must tell you, every time they play their promo,
I'm sure you had tissues in the studio. You were crying so much, and it to console you. And
no, and this just makes it.
I bet, Abbas Yusuf, in order to console yourself, you were listening to our past podcasts, you know, previous programs, which brought back memories. And I can just imagine your solo. And I wish I can say the same, but I mean, I enjoy it myself. But don't worry, Abbas, we're back here for you.
We're back on the Nizam Hour, alhamdulillah. But that just reminds me, I must send a big, big, big thank you and jazakallahu khairan to our very close friend, brother Nu'man Panchbaya, who has been with us on the Nizam Hour for the past 4 months, helping me, co-hosting with me here on the Nizam Hour in the absence of Hafiz Saad Jara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, take him from strength to strength, and inshallah we will be seeing much more of him with us on the outside broadcast and at times on the Nizam Hour. But it has to be man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. Those who are unable to show their appreciation towards men will never be able to show their appreciation and gratitude towards Allah Rabbana Jalla wa Ala. So I have to thank him, Hafiz Nu'man Panchbaya, who has been a great help and assistance to me and the entire Nizam Hour team and the Radio Islam International team. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. But for now, 27 minutes past the hour 5, you are on the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rabat, and my co-host, Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jara. We wait your call, 011-854-1548. We're going to go for a short nasheed break, and we will return with your calls. 2 minutes past the hour of 5. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rabat and Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jada. And we await your calls on 011-854-1548. But for now, let's go back to our lines and let us see who is this caller waiting for us on the lines. Perhaps it's Mohamed Ali. No, it's not him. Let us see who it is. Radio Islam's listener. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Zaybunisha Muhammad.
Zaybunisha Muhammad, how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah.
And how has your Saturday been?
Alhamdulillah.
Tell us all about your Saturday, from the beginning till now. Can you do that?
I stayed at home in the morning. I woke up 6 o'clock for namaz, for Fajr.
Allah. MashaAllah.
And then in the afternoon, I went for parents' meeting at Park Primary School.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we went to go fetch, now when Azan went on, we went to go fetch milk and bread.
You went to go and buy milk and bread?
Yeah.
So how was the parents' meeting?
Really was nice.
Did you get into trouble?
My mommy went and my friends were also there, so we like enjoyed.
Oh, you enjoyed it? I never used to enjoy my parents' meetings, eh?
Because Avisar was always in trouble. But here we have Zaybunisha Muhammad, who's a very, very good girl, and Alhamdulillah, all her teachers are very pleased with her. Am I right, Zaybunisha? And what are you going to do for us now?
I will read Surah Fatiha.
Okay, Bismillah, you may begin.
Surah Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم خير المقدوب عليه ولا الضالين آمين.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful recitation, Zaybunisha. Which madrasa do you go to?
Jamia.
Jamia madrasa. And do you enjoy madrasa as well?
Yes.
MashaAllah, I think your ustad, your upper is doing a very, very good job, MashaAllah.
You have a Mulana, so the Mulana is very proud of you. Zaybunisha?
Yes.
MashaAllah. And what nizam would you like us to play for you?
Sweet Medina.
Sweet Medina. Get one there?
Yes.
Okay, we will ask Brother Ziyad to play for you Sweet Medina. And he always loves Naat and Nasheed about Medina Sharif. So he's very eager and ready to play it for you. Jazakallah for the call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Have you an interesting fact I came across today in one of our lectures by Hazrat Mufti Radaw al-Haq Hafidhahullah? And he was mentioning, he says, Surah Fatiha has always been mentioned as a surah for shifa. And contrary to the actual meaning of the surah, many people get misconfused and they say, how is this surah, how does the surah correspond and how does the surah link up with any form of shifa? Because then none of the ayats in Surah Fatiha refer to shifa, unlike other ayats in the Quran where you find like shifa ulin nas. In the meantime, you have different ayats where people tell you, people are sick, read this ayat because there's some mention of shifa in it. But Surah Fatiha from the first verse till the last has no indication or has no form of any form of correspondence, any form of link towards shifa itself. He said this is what people tend to think, but unfortunately, unfortunately, that is the incorrect thinking. And the correct thinking would be that there are ayat, if you look at it at a different meaning, in a different light, that reflects upon Shifa. And he says, take the first ayat, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the second one, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And these two sifat of Allah, when you're reciting it upon a sick person, you are making a dua that, Ya Allah, You are Rahman and You are Rahim, so have mercy on this sick person. Allahumma arham hadha ar-rajul fi maradihi. Oh Allah, have mercy on this man in his sickness. So that's one link. Then he goes, he takes another ayat in Surah Fatiha. He said, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight and the correct path. In order to be on a correct and straight path, you need health and you need guidance. So in order to be guided on the correct path, you need health. So that is also a dua that you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my life in this dunya be on the straight path. In order for my life in this dunya to be on the straight path, I need good health and I need a prosperous life. Subhanallah, this is the beauty of the Quran. Surah Fatiha and the link with Shifa. We go back to our line on 011-854-1548, and I think that caller dropped the call. Nevertheless, Abisad, since it's your return to the Nizam Hour, I'm going to request you, I'm not going to ask you to request to sing, don't you worry, he's getting excited, Ziyad. I don't know what's going on with him.
I've improved my skills, if you're wondering, Yusuf.
I don't know, let's see, you went to the lands of India, in Pakistan, in Bangladesh, did you pick up some Urdu?
Oh yes, I did pick up some, and my skill in the Sheed really assisted me in speaking Urdu as well.
Allah, Allah,
I was
Allah.
Speaking a language of Urdu, but through Nasheeds only. So you can imagine what an eloquent Urdu speaker I was.
So you give us a small snippet of what that moment, all the way in India, on the top hill, the hillock of a big mountain there, on the top of the mountain, and you were speaking.
I think I have to take you to the top of those mountains to lose some weight.
No, don't change the topic. Tell us okay, let's see if you can speak with us some of that vibrant Urdu which is within you.
Can you speak Urdu, Hafiz Yusuf?
You'll have to test me.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Let's test it. Ziyad knows Urdu.
Bismillah, Ziyad, share a few words with us.
Ziyad says also he speaks with couplets.
Nizam Urdu.
Just this reminds me of a friend of mine, and he told me once he met an Arab. So he didn't know a word of Arabic at that moment. And, you know, he struggled here and there. So afterwards, he thought to himself, like, you know, this guy's talking, and I don't know what to say. Like, anyone who ever studied Arabic will know that in Arabic, you get different sections. You get what's called, like, Huruful Jarrah, and you get Af'alun Naqisa. You know, all those letters that have an effect on the word after it and gives you the Kasra. So, you know, they're all different Huruf. So he went mad on the person, and he tried to make it sound like he was speaking Arabic. So the letters are like, you know, Ba, Ta, Kaf, La, Mim, right? So he went, Pita Kaliwa, Mundu Mudkhala, Ruba, Hashemid. So you know, sometimes you don't have to know the language, but the way you speak, it just makes you sound like you know everything. So I think Abisad is in that very
listen,
same boat.
You know, when you're in these foreign countries, everyone looks like a foreigner to you. So you can bump into a local South African, and you won't even realize that, you know, you're facing a South African. So once I was coming out of the masjid, and this brother comes to me and is trying to ask me broken Urdu, broken English, at what time is Asr? You know? So he says, Asr, khalas. So I'm saying, yeah, Asr, khalas. She's like, where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from South Africa. And the brother's like, yo. You know, that's the moment, you know, we met in South Africa. I was in the airport, you know, for like 4 months, you don't, you hardly see any other South Africans. And we're sitting in the airport, and I just hear someone say, Ghazi, let's go back to the hotel now. I turn around, I said, Ghazi, where are you going? Turn out there were people from Cape Town in Qatar Airport. So, I mean, I was never, ever so thrilled to see South Africans in my life.
Tell us, you know, Ravisar, in your travels, have you ever been mistaken for a different nationality?
Oh, that happens all the time, in fact. That happens all the time. In fact, if you...
A lot of people told you you were Bengali.
No, they spoke Arabic to me, you know. And then you have to just keep it Arab, and luckily Arabs don't speak much. So if they speak Arabic to you, like if you look at the very higher class of the Arabs, right, very little words, more of actions, you know. So it's very easy to keep the play. I mean, they come to you and ask you something in Arabic, and you're just like,
nah.
That's all you have to say. And you know, just give a heavy sigh, and you sold for Arab.
So you've been mistaken for an Arab. What other nationality have you been mistaken for?
We were mistaken for local Pakistanis as well. People don't let us in the istima, in our South African tent, thinking we foreigners. I mean, that was it. You keep your.
But what would be amazing if an Indian person meets you in India and then he actually thinks you're from India. If the South Africans totally lost the touch of being an Indian, that they can't even be recognized in India as an Indian. Has anyone ever thought, like, hey, this guy is from one of our Gams?
You know, when you go to the Gams of Yusuf, then you make sugar for Chavia, right? So I think, yeah, we lost the touch, eh?
If you go to India, no one will think this guy is from India.
We've lost the touch. If you go to India, you won't feel like an Indian. So here, you're happy you're an Indian. When you go there, I mean, when you say samosa, because of our accent, you don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you're not even an Indian when you're saying the word samosa, then you know the situation is bad.
You know, I once went to Yemen, and these guys, not once, but a few times in my trip, they mistaken me for an Afghani. So the guy tells me, Afghani? I say, no. No, Afghani. I say, no, I'm not Afghani. So he tell me, where from? I say, I'm from South Africa. I say, oh.
You know, I had one friend now, right? He was, we met some Russian people. So he learned a few words of Russian. So now actually he came back and joined the university in Pretoria. So he's telling this local South African accent, he's a Russian. You know, he was just giving them a go, giving them a fun time. So he's speaking a few words of Russian he knows, and he's speaking this thick Russian accent. And next time the two students come past, and they ask him in Russian, oh, you're also from Russia, we from Russia as well. So you can find yourself in a situation.
Don't call the person. I think the only country where you can never fool the local is Saudi. No matter how high your Arabic is or what level your Arabic is on, the moment you speak, they just know you're not a local and you're a foreigner.
I mean, they speak, even if you know Arabic, the Arabic that they speak is completely... different to that which we learn.
Yeah, that is...
It's more of a local lingo that they speak with, Amiya.
Yeah, they speak the Amiya, and that's definite also. The moment you start speaking Fusha Arabic, and for the listeners' benefit, when we refer to Fusha Arabic, that refers to the language, the Arabic language that was revealed, the Quran was revealed with, the pure Arabic. But what happened over time is the Arabs lived among each other, and different nationalities mixed. They change, like, you know how we have in South Africa, what they call Faganalu, right? How do you say it? Fanagalu, where in the minds different nationalities used to now create one common language to speak. Some say Urdu was also that in India, that's how Urdu was formed, because different people needed one language to communicate. So now what we find in the Arab countries, over time, with different people mixing and different people with different accents, we find that they've lost. To such an extent, we went to the Jeddah airport, yes, on our return, either Jeddah or Medina airport, and this guy, we spoke to him Fusha Arabic, and he looked to us and he said, no, you speak in a language that was 1400 years ago, I don't know it.
SubhanAllah.
And I was shocked, not everyone is like that, but very, very few. So I looked at him, I'm like, you don't know Fusha? He's like, no. So I was like, you don't live in Saudi Arabia? I said, I don't. I speak Arabic, but most of my time I've been in America and I don't know this type of Arabic. Please don't speak it to me.
You know, I had an interesting incident in Makkah, actually. Came out, we were actually returning from Umrah, alhamdulillah, and we came out of the hotel. Now, you know the hustle and bustle when you're looking for a taxi to get back to the airport from Makkah. It's like a story, right? So we came out of the hotel, and the first, what do you call those, 4x4? GMC. The first GMC we see. We stopped the GMC on the road, you know, like proper South African style. Hey, you stop. The guy opens his window, like, how much? Jeddah airport. You know, that aggressive tone. Now, we tired, you want to go home. So, yeah, how much? Come, Jeddah airport. And this guy tells us in a very eloquent English accent that, no problem, jump in, it's free. So, we said, no, stop playing games, we need to get to the airport. I guess actually this is not a taxi, it's a private car. Very wealthy engineer, Saudi engineer from Jeddah, he came to drop some of his friends off in Makkah. So we took the guy, the taxi driver, you know, like, hey, how much? And this brother is telling us, no, it's fine, you can take a lift with me for free. And he actually waited for us, probably got our bags. And, you know, so we actually mistaken an Arab for maybe a Pakistani driver. But suddenly they become very offended.
Yeah, they do. Especially a local Arab. But you know, talking about them, and just to remind our listeners, you are listening to the Nizam Hour. It's no travel program, but our girl, our co-host.
But maybe you can share with us your travel stories, any funny incidents
We are waiting your calls on 011-854-1548. And while we're waiting your calls, I think because the past 3 weeks people haven't been listening to the Nizam Hour, so they probably think that this week there isn't a Nizam Hour. But we'll wait, inshallah, probably by next week the callers should roll in again. So we have Avisad, he's returned from...
You're doing damage control. I mean, you were here, the callers dropped, now you are coming up with an excuse that it's because of the 3 week break. After Yusuf, you need to do some serious damage control. Apologize to the listeners. I don't know what you have done. We've been getting callers. I don't even normally at 5:47 p.m. The lines are choked. I have no time to even breathe. We're taking one call after the other.
I don't want to say, but I don't think they're happy you're back. I don't think they're happy you're back, but I'm just joking. But you're not talking about the spread, obviously, where you find, like, where you travel and you meet different people. And you go to Saudi, and it's such a tourist attraction because so many people from different parts of the world are coming. The locals actually take an initiative to learn the languages of other nationalities. Not to an extreme extent, but the basics, you know. So one day I went and I was shopping many years ago, and I asked the guy, like, you know, come, like, how much? That time he just knew, like, one, two words. So he looks at me, tells me, 30 and 5. Look at the guy, and I'm like, what you said? 30 and 5. So I'm like, how do you know Afrikaans? He say, no, when you guys come here and when you want to compare prices between my shop and the next guy's shop, then you'll talk in this language. So we found out what language the South Africans speak, and we found out it is Afrikaans. So we started to learn it.
But you won't appreciate the value of Afrikaans until you travel overseas.
Because you can't scanner in
yeah, if you go to one of the Indo-Pak countries, you can't even speak Gujarati, even if these people know Gujarati. Yeah. And, you know, your only language you have now is... Afrikaans. And sometimes you find yourself in such a situation that you scan in the wrong language, you're not even realizing.
Yeah, there was one experience. The other experience, I found a guy at a Starbucks coffee and I went to greet him and he told me, Kunjani. And I look at him, I'm like, no way. I don't think anyone can speak this language. Yes, I asked him, so he told me, no, I visited South Africa and I toured.
I experienced this also in a few countries. We were in Phuket once and we were buying some things from a shop and this guy tells us, this item here, Bayamoy. I don't bother to find out where you heard it from, but I picked up that yes, the locals do pick up the language. In fact, one of the tailors that's in Pakistan, and he tells us that he gives you the price of a kurta, right? And you give him the price, and he'll say, no, it's too expensive. And then he'll tell you, it's only 200 rands. So he knows the exchange rate also.
Yeah, they know everything. I think that Bayamok probably came with one Cape Townian uncle and auntie went shopping, and uncle told auntie,
Bayamoy.
That's Bayamoy, man. But, you know, and besides us touring their country, when others tour our country, they learn, like Sheikh Abdul Majid Al-Akani was recently here, and he toured South Africa, so I had an opportunity to share with him a Ijumma lunch, and he started picking up words, he started picking up the local language, and so he tells the host, Ta'amukum lekka. So the host was very fascinated, and I was laughing also, but they do. Anyway, you go, I mean, if I didn't know Arabic, or I didn't know Urdu, and I go to another country, I would want to learn at least some words.
And sometimes you can pick up a word in the wrong context as well. You know, I remember one foreigner came to South Africa, and he's telling my friends that, you know what, you're a very tasty person. Trying to mean that you're a sweet person, you're a good person. He says, no, you are very tasty.
You are very tasty. Yes, we're sharing some light moments on travel and travel experiences here because our guest has returned from his safar.
How was your trip to Makkah al-Mukarramah as well?
Oh, yes, Avisad, you haven't met me since then. And yes, I've been blessed, alhamdulillah, with the opportunity to travel to the holy lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And it was different compared to our ordinary trips because I had went there, you know, to benefit in terms of the Arabic language and pick it up from the locals. Although much locals don't speak, so, you know, you have to make the effort from your side.
So you had classes there as well?
No, not any formal class. It's just that we used to go in, it was an opportunity to spend time in an Arabic environment to speak. So example, like now tomorrow I want to go practice my Urdu, the perfect place for now to go to in India, you know, so you can practice Urdu. So we went there, and just for a short week, for a short while, just 4 weeks, and we used to try and maximize and take benefit from whoever we met and try to speak most of the time in Arabic. And the most important thing what we tried was to speak Arabic among ourselves as friends, you know, because if you lose that touch and because most of the time you spend with the people that you're living with. So the people that you're living with, if you don't speak with them, and you're going to start getting the English. Although we tried, and alhamdulillah, it lasted for about, I think it was over a week and a half or close to 2 weeks. The guy started,
4 weeks.
The guy started getting a bit distracted. But nevertheless, all of that aside, we had time. And we had time to spend a lot of time where the haram was empty, especially in the initial stages when we reached Madinatul Munawwara. I mean, it was empty, empty, empty. We were like one of those first few flights, you know. And our time was divided between Mecca and Medina. And had we known that Medina would have been so empty at that time, we would have obviously booked more at the beginning. Was we booked at the beginning and at the ending to leave and depart by making salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But I must admit, Abisad was really, really, really empty. You know, the green carpet was no issue. I mean, you could just go there. The one night, the first night when we reached and we went in front of the Rawda Mubarak of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, me and my friend actually counted him. I remember it was a figure between 9 and 15. Just 9 and 15 people.
In the Rawda Mubarak?
No, in front of the Qabr. Just
in front of the Qabr.
No queue, no push. Just about 9 or 15 people standing. And that is an opportunity. And there's very few moments in the year now. Before, you had those certain periods within the year. People would say, hey, the December period is quiet because it doesn't mix with the Arab nation holidays. But however, nowadays, the Saudi government has opened up Umrah throughout most of the year. So unless you and you have an Iqamah or you have someone personally inviting you from there, there are very, very few months where you go and you find Haram as quiet. And unless when the Umrah season just opens and you one of those first initial flights, then you get it. But Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it and make it such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us all our listeners and all the Muslim Ummah over and over to the blessed lands of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Inshallah, Ameen. Time is exactly 53 minutes past the hour 5, 7 minutes to the hour 6. We have a caller on the hotline 011-854-1548. Assalamu alaikum.
As-salamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A warm welcome, and I know I have taken the opportunity off here, but I'll do it again. A hearty warm welcome to Hafiz Saad back to South Africa. May Allah accept your trip.
Jazakallah Hafiz Shakir Bey. I was hoping to see you here in studio, but I see you ran away before I arrived. My apologies, I was on the road, so the signal was a bit poor, the coverage was a bit poor, so I couldn't hear you very well. But Jazakallah Hafiz Shakir Bey. Are you listening to for us?
Hafiz Shakir, if you phone, you have to sing. That's the rules.
Look, allow me to interactive question. Firstly, I must say, whatever I've been saying, you can't deny the fact that it's absolutely elated that you returned. And I can hear from his voice, even though we can hide it by saying many different things, he's absolutely elated. And he was missing you terribly. You could often notice it on his countenance when you met him.
Subhanallah. So you mean there's a definite improvement in his emotions in it?
No, you can definitely notice it. You can definitely notice it.
You know what? To grant me even more joy, Hafiz Shakir, if I hear you sing.
if you do permit me, may I respond to your interactive question?
No problem. Bismillah.
Two incidents which I think were really intriguing and showed us how small the world has grown over time. The first is I assume it may have been about 6 or 7 years ago, we went for Qurbani to Malawi. Mm. And we traveled on a gravel road at least about 150 kilometers off the tar road. And while doing Qurbani, I was slaughtering a cow at the time. And somebody from the background told me, Makode bro, Makode bro. So I was shocked and I heard that voice and I turned around. And then I met with the guy. He looked very different to the rest of the very rural Malawians there in that village. Mm. He had dreads. Mm. He was a Muslim, but he worked at the V&A front. So that was an interesting incident. Another very interesting one, where it shows that every bit of knowledge, any language can assist you. My Afrikaans is really poor, as well as my partner who was with me on Tarawih in Ireland. His Afrikaans is also very poor. We had one brother who had lots of, you know, shauq for deen and desire for deen. And for that reason, he used to invite us a lot to his house and sit in the program. Believe me, he understood nothing of the program. And the meals we used to have at his house were either silent or either we were speaking amongst ourselves, but we could never speak to him. The worst part of it is that he was Pashtun. So he was from the part of Afghanistan. So he used to speak the Pashto language, which is very different from Urdu, so we couldn't communicate with him via that means. We had an alim with us who does speak Urdu, but there was still a barrier. Mm. Later on, we found out that he spent some time in Netherlands, and his wife was Dutch. And eventually, we could only communicate with him close on to halfway into Ramadan after having complete silent engagement. Day in and day out, he used to attend the tafsir, yet he couldn't even understand. But later on, we learned that we could communicate with him in Afrikaans, and that's how we started conversation. Although it varies a bit, there is differences between Dutch and Afrikaans, but that was the only medium of communication. So imagine, in Europe, a man from Afghanistan, and in Gujarati, Gujarati, I'm speaking to him in Afrikaans. So that was something very interesting that we learned.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Jazakallah for your interaction with us, Avi Shakir. We hope to see you soon, inshallah.
I say Jazakallah, Karen. I'm really enjoying the program. Allah give you both barakah. Allah increase you in all forms of goodness. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We've got one more call, and before we take the call, our last caller before the Maghrib Adhan, one more incident where this might not be on a lighter note, but as a form of tawah, and we're talking about Abi Saad's return from his trip in the form of tawah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also traveled to South America, and the previous year was my sati, Moana Zain Kuvalia of Lanesia. He also went the previous year to the very same venue in Bolivia, and he was walking through the streets of Bolivia, and he met a South African. And when I mean South African, I mean a white South African, originally from here, and he then moved all the way to South America. And this person spoke to him in Afrikaans, and he gave dawah to this person in the Afrikaans language, and thereafter this person accepted Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. Allah is the greatest. Imagine two South Africans from South Africa meet one side of the world in South America, speaking a language which is not our first language, and Allah Rabbana Jalla wa Ala makes it as a means of hidayah. May Allah guide one and all. We take our last caller before the Maghrib Adhan. Call you live in here. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And who are we speaking to?
Amina.
Amina, where are you calling us from?
Germiston.
From Germiston. And how is it today in Germiston?
Okay.
Is it cold?
No.
Yeah, you know what happened, man? It was so warm here, and Hafizah came back and he bought all that coal from us. I don't know from which mountain there in Pakistan he came with all that coal. Was it cold for the past few days also in Germiston?
Amin, are you there?
Yes.
Was it cold today in Germiston?
No.
Not cold. So what did you do today?
I was playing outside with my brothers.
You're playing outside with your brother. What were you doing?
Playing cricket.
Are you a batsman or a bowler?
No.
You're all rounder. How much of runs did you score?
I never bat, only bowled.
Oh, and how many wickets did you get?
Zero.
You got 0 wickets. Oh, I think you need to come and play some cricket here with Hafiz Yusuf, because he needs to play some sport. I'm getting worried about him here. Amina, what are you going to sing for us today?
An-Nazm.
An-Nazm. Okay, Bismillah. You may begin, Amina.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hey, little fish in the bottom of the ocean, moving along in a really cool motion. Did you ever wonder where you came from? Who is the Lord of all creation? The little fish said, that's my Lord, the little fish said. That's my Lord, the little fish said. That's my Lord, Allah, the creator of us all. Hey, little bird, so way up high. Light up the sky with your colored design. Tell me who made you and I. Need to walk and you to fly, the little bird said. That's my Lord, the little bird said. That's my Lord, Allah, the creator of us all. Allahu Akbar, our creator, there's no one greater than Allah, so why do we stand so to recognize what was before our eyes? Time's from my Lord. Hey, alligator, lay so slow. Who's your makeup by whose work? Do you crop and do you swap? Who controls everything? The alligator said, that's my Lord. The alligator said, that's my Lord. The alligator said, that's my Lord. Allah, the creator of us all. Hey, king of the jungle, the mighty lions above the food chain, no denying. But who is the one that you rely on? Life for death was deciding, the lion said. Bless my Lord, the lion said. Bless my Lord, the lion said. Bless my Lord, Allah, the creator of us all. Our creator, there's no one greater than Allah, so why do we stand all? To breath to recognize what's worth before our eyes. Signs from my Lord. Hey, my brother, hey, my sister, see yourself in a self sustain. Don't you see what work I'm laid on? We all return to the creator, they will say. Bless my Lord, they will say. Bless my Lord, they will say. Bless my Lord, Allah, the creator of us all. I travel the world north to the south, east to the west, and the rain all down. Wherever I see, wherever I found, I sing yon. Sing of love, alhamdulillah. Praise my Lord, alhamdulillah. Praise my Lord, alhamdulillah. Praise my Lord, alhamdulillah. Praise my Lord, alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah. I mean, where did you learn this nizam from? It's the first time I'm hearing it. Amina?
From the phone.
From the phone? Who's singing this nizam?
This nizam is rendered by Zain Pika.
It's a Zain Pika nizam. I haven't heard this one before. Amina, we'd love to talk to you a bit longer, but unfortunately, our time is up for this segment. It is now 3 minutes past the hour of six. We have just 1 minute left before the Maghrib Adhan, or less than that as well. So Jazakallah for your call. Inshallah, we'll be going for the Maghrib Adhan, and we'll be returning after the Maghrib break. So stay tuned. Your voice, your talent, your time to shine. I haven't said that in a very, very long time. Alhamdulillah, this is the Nizam Hour with half an hour left on the airways of Radio Islam International. 011-854-1548. We want to listen to you sing your favorite nasheed, your favorite nizam. And we were talking also about fun traveling experiences and the highlights of our travel experiences. Hafiz Shakir Bayat shared his with us, and as well as Hafiz Yusuf Rawat. If you have any, then do share it with us as well. You can tweet us at msaadjada, msaadjada, or ymrawat, ymravat. Are you the wat or the vat, Hafiz Yusuf?
The vat.
Give us a run on the vw.
I don't know, I just know we come from two different camps. Ravat's with a V, Asurtis, and Ravat's with a W, or Alipos. Further than that, I haven't visited India.
The original one is the V one, the W one, right?
You guys
discounted the W and you got a V.
One of our listeners interacting with us and saying, yeah, no matter how much you dress up like an Arab, they just know you're not an Arab. But a few times in the Haram, they thought I was. He's telling us interesting karguzaris, interesting report backs of your travels. Yes, sometimes you tend to imitate a nation by dressing like them. I don't know. Do I look like a Misri, Sheikh Osama? Takalla, naam.
We have our own...
Siri, naam. Sheikh Osama says, I look like a Misri and he looks like a Pakistani.
Do we have any calls on the line, Brother Osama?
The lines are now open on 011-854-1548. We owe everyone, every man rather, went to the masjid and prayed the Maghrib Salah with Jama'ah in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have now returned to the home. I wonder now what's for supper. What's for supper, Afsar? What you miss most in your 4 months? What meal or what takeaway did you miss most?
At one stage, the only thing I was feeling for was Albany slice of bread, with, you know, flora butter, or stock butter, just some butter bread.
Butter bread.
Just plain butter bread was what I was feeling for.
And what takeaway did you miss?
Okay, regards to takeaways, I mean, nothing can beat your South African Eccles Wonder Why pizza. And that's my special, you know, Saturday night or Friday night special, the Eccles Wire pizza. That's a standard. So, yeah, I really did miss that a lot.
I know when I went overseas the first time to South America, when I returned, I said the first thing I wanted was muchachos. Not that it was my favorite, but I was just listening for it. I was, like, craving it. I was like, hey, I said, the moment I land, I wanted muchachos burger, half a portion of strips, and the tub. You had to buy down.
And a pizza, chocolate pizza, is also a prize win, eh?
But I'm sure you get it.
Surprisingly, I think most of the franchises, they adjust the menu according to the likes of people of the soil, so to say. So you'll get a different menu in South Africa. Relatively, the menu is the same, but obviously these smaller items are not found in the international menu. So in India and Bangladesh, you will not find the chocolate pizza. And you will find some other flavor pizzas, but not the chocolate pizza. Eh? So that's something I really, if you want to really know what would make me happy after Yusuf, pizza is just down the road.
Pizza is down the road. Sheikh Osama, can you guide me and direct me to where is Pizza Hut? We don't know these places. We stay away from the bazaars and all the malls and all the shopping
centers. Okay, I can believe that, but that means you're eating a lot at home. Give us some report back. How did you increase in your, what can I say, your knowledge, alhamdulillah, is increasing, you know, half a Molana already. But I mean, in other terms, how have you increased? Did you just go all out in December or?
No, I think you just haven't seen me in such a while, if Avi Saad, and you've lost so much weight.
You
yourself.
Go very mashallah, you know, as they would say.
Sheikh Osama saw me today and he thought like he saw me after 4 months and he was so happy. Like, you know, alhamdulillah, Sheikh Busuni was released. He had like so much joy on his face. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him in Egypt and return him to South Africa where Afia is. It's 20 minutes to the hour of 7. We await your call 011-854-1548. You're listening to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rabat. My co-host, alhamdulillah, has returned back from his travel. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from him. And he is with me, Hafiz Muhammad Sajjad. And that's why we are talking about travel and food. This is not the program. This is the Nizam Hour. And unfortunately, the past 3 weeks there were some outside broadcasts, so we've broken into that rhythm of the Nizam our spirit. But inshallah, our callers will come back and realize we are back on end by next week. Inshallah, we will be full swing with the callers there. Your voice, your talent, and your time to shine. But for now, Abisad, since you are back on the Nizam Hour, what Nizam would you like to request?
What Nizam would I like to request? Let's see, after Yusuf. You know what Nizam I'm actually missing is that it's a Nizam they would play 2 years ago in Ramadan, Saturday time especially. And then Father Jaska made a parody of it. Julia's Hey Hey Malema.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
What's the name of the Nasheed actually?
No worry, Sheikh Osama will be playing for you, yeah? In a moment or two, let us give him some time to find. I think they call it Hela Hob or something like
I'm
that.
I'm not sure. I think it's in something to do with the Palestinian resistance, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that doesn't actually to do with the actual parody which he just made. And you know, he described a scenario where the mad comes to the house and then they... If I remember, it is the same one.
No, this is you talking about Baba Telephone.
Oh, that's Baba Telephone. No, that's
this
Baba
is a Rasaka Ali Ali Ali. Imshika Ali.
Okay, I don't know. Sheikh Osama looks like he has a
so
cool
you just look as though you know your Nizam.
No,
I...
Talking about that, we have the Nizam Hour competition, inshallah. Once we have some prizes, we will be starting with that once again. And to remind all our listeners out there, yes, our focus and our objective for the year 2016 is to meet our listeners. And alhamdulillah, I must say, I've been blown away and I've really enjoyed meeting and interacting with all our Radio Islam fans. I know sometimes we went to certain places before in the past and we asked them, do you know us? And they were like, no, but they got to know us at the end of the day. There was some benefit out of that program and out of the rihla. Yes, we don't host the program that's every day on the radio. It's once a week. But yes, to meet all the young ones out there and introduce what is our show about and to see what they have to offer to us. And you know, Abisar, one incident which really still sticks with me, we went to Klaxo when we had a rihla program there. And one youngster, I asked him, I said, you're on air and... your mother, father, whoever's at home is listening to you, and now is the opportune moment for you to ask for that gift. They put him in a hot seat, and let's see each other. Maybe, who knows, by the time you reach home, you will be having that gift waiting for you. So I asked this boy, what gift would you ask your parent on air? And he said, Mawla, I want the Quran. And I was blown away, and I was blown away, and I was like, subhanallah, a youngster in this modern age, he could have said, Mawla, I want the iPad, and I want the phone, and I want the iPhone, and S7, and
how does a youngster in this day and age, I mean, you would have said the same, I was just so... 100%.
Anyone out there would have said the same, because that's the first thing our mind goes towards, and the first direction our mind drives us towards. But subhanallah, we should be appreciative to the fact that there are youngsters in our communities who are like this, and the credit goes either to the parents and the ustads in the maktab who are driving with them this inspiration towards honing and attaching themselves and cementing themselves for the towards the relationship with the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it, inshallah.
Yes, definitely, indeed. I mean, children will be inclined towards those things which the parents and the asatidah expose the children to. I mean, at the end of the day, if you bring up your own child, you are the one in the contact with the child for the major part of his life. So inshallah, if we make it a point of instilling Islamic values and the sweetness of Iman and the reality of Iman in the lives of our children, then most definitely that we'll see the fruits of our efforts. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cannot expect a child who hasn't been taught the value of Quran and love for Quran to request the Quran as a gift. Obviously, a child will request an iPad or anything else that we would request. But the value of these aspects of deen are instilled in our lives, then most definitely we'll have a natural inclination and a desire to acquire it. So may Allah SWT allow us to make such an effort that what is beloved to Allah becomes beloved to us, and what is hated to Allah naturally becomes hated by us as well. Do we have another call on the line? Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And who are we speaking to?
To Muhammad.
Muhammad, where are you calling us from?
From Niger.
MashaAllah. And how's the weather today in Niger?
Alhamdulillah.
Was it very hot?
Yeah.
It was hot. So what did you do today?
Cold.
Oh, it was cold. So what did you do?
Yeah.
What did you do today, Muhammad?
Huh?
What were you doing today?
I'm going to go feed the ducks.
You're going to go feed the ducks. What did you feed them?
Huh?
Biryani. Did you feed them biryani?
Bread. I gave them bread.
Peanut butter and bread, or just plain bread?
Plain bread.
Why didn't you make peanut butter sandwiches? Peanut butter or jam and butter? I think they like jam and butter.
They like peanut butter, but they never put it because you only have plain bread.
Oh, so where did you go feed the ducks? Is there a lake or pond near your house, or where did you go?
It's a pond. Duck park.
There's a duck, but where's the duck park? In Niger?
Oh, in Niger.
In Niger. And what else do they have there? Only ducks.
Ostrich. Zebra. Oh. You never have zebra. Springbok.
Did
a big ostrich like that.
Like this? How big? Like this or like that?
Huh?
How big was the ostrich?
Like that.
Like that? Oh,
yeah.
And did you ride the ostrich?
Huh?
Did you ride the ostrich? Did you go for an ostrich ride?
I never ride it.
Oh, next time you go, you must ask them if you can ride the ostrich. It looks very, very fun.
Inshallah.
What are you going to do for us today? Are you going to sing a nizam for us?
Yeah.
Okay, which nizam are you going to sing?
Mawla
Yasar. Qasira Burda. Okay, Bismillah. You may begin, Muhammad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك حيث حيث كل مهمين.
ما شاء الله محمد جزاك الله for that nizam. Muhammad went to the duck park today. Did you go to the rabbit park?
Bunny park.
Bunny park. That's what it's called, bunny park. Did you go to the bunny park? Oh, I used to go to the bunny park very, very often when I was very young. You like the bunny park more or the duck park?
The duck park.
Oh, I think I have to go and visit this duck park. Because when I was small, I used to only go to the bunny park. When I was small, I used to only go to the bunny park, and there was camels there, and I used to have a camel ride. Did you see the camels there?
Yeah.
Oh, did you go for a camel ride as well?
I'm scared of the camel.
Oh, you mustn't be scared for it. Right, next time you go, you must ride the camel, inshallah. Will you do that?
But it's so big.
Yeah, it's so big, but you must go and ride it, okay? Will you go ride it next time? Go sit on the back.
Inshallah, if I get bigger.
Inshallah, you must make an intention that you ride in the camel because it's a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Like, I ride a horse.
You can, but you must try. You must go for riding lessons.
Inshallah.
Amin, amin.
Huh?
Okay, which nizam would you like us to play for you?
Which one did I play for you? Hafdi Opis.
Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah. Okay, inshallah. We'll play that for you in the upcoming Nasheed break. Jazakallah for your call, Muhammad.
Salam.
Inshallah. Ameen, ameen. Okay, I'm waiting for your call next week, okay?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. That was Muhammad all the way from Niger. And he goes to the duck park. He likes the duck park. How is Yusuf? Did you ever go to the bunny park when you were young?
Yes, I think I went.
Was a favorite place just like Mercury and all the other takeaways?
No, I've been to bunny park a few times.
I actually made the investment in bunny park.
I think now when little Abu Huraira grows up, then I will have to.
Oh, yes, Abu Yusuf is a father now.
He came all the way, Usama, all the way. He never brought a present. Never mind for me, but for my son.
Abu Yusuf, when is young Rawat going to be joining us on the Nizam Hour? Take him to Bunny Park, please. Don't just bring him to Radio Islam Studios for excursion. Take him to Bunny Park, Abu Yusuf. Actually, I made an investment there. I had a bunny at home.
Mm.
And until one day, my mother got sick and tired of it. So we took a drive to Bunny Park. So that was my contribution.
Are you sure? Because I saw the whole of last year, 2 years ago, there were two bunnies running around my area.
No, that was the first time. And I got that was when I was very young. I just have a love for animals. So even though my mother never used to allow it, I got bunnies the second time. That time she made me give it to the pet shop.
Yeah.
Until I brought a snake into the house. That was the ultimate. She saw the box in my room.
Mm.
And I
you sure you never mistaken a worm for a small snake?
No, it was a snake. I used to feed it, and it was a bond between us. Then my mother found it, and then
you may shook her for that. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been here today.
It wasn't a poisonous snake. I we have another call on the line on 011-854-1548. Assalamu alaikum.
Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Who are we speaking to?
Humaira.
Humaira, where are you calling us from?
From Mondio.
From Mondio. And how was your day today?
Nice.
What you done? Humaira? Tell Morana what you done today.
I did,
See?
I went to the school.
You went to school on a Saturday?
No.
Then?
I went to my daddy, from the zoo farm when I was riding horses and stuff. Then I bought a doggy that makes woof woof all day, and then it walks and barks.
You bought the
then
dog.
I went to the trampoline park. Then I was jumping with the green socks with yellow and black on it.
Ah, and did you jump? How high did you jump?
A lot high.
A lot high. Did you touch the sky?
Yeah.
Yo. So where do you want
to
take me?
I went to the mall. My mommy had a fight and I ate ice cream with caramel.
You ate ice cream?
Yeah, with caramel.
What? Caramel? Yo.
That sounds very nice. Plus, I'm very, very hungry now.
I'm also very hungry. What you having for supper?
I had potato and carrots and mince.
And mince?
A very healthy supper. I think you need to bring some of the healthy supper, yeah.
Did you finish all your food?
Yeah, it was yummy.
Yummy, yummy. Did you read your dua after you finish your food?
Yeah.
Mashallah, mashallah. And what are you going to do for us now?
I'm going to read and I make a lot of Quran.
You're going to read a lot of Quran. How much Quran?
I'm seeing some more of that other talking.
Gee?
I can't help it with that Allah singing, and I'm still making more.
Oh, okay. So are you going to read for us Quran?
Yeah.
What are you going to read for us?
Suratul Ikhlas.
Suratul Ikhlas. Okay, bismillah.
Suratul Ikhlas. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Say he is Allah the one. Allah does not need anything. And he was not born. And there is no one like him. Ameen.
MashaAllah. And do you read Surah Ikhlas in namaz?
No. Mommy doesn't let me read with her.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow you must read with mommy, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and what nizam would you like us to play for you? What's your favorite nizam? Gee? Tell us, which is your favorite nizam? We're going to play it for you.
I want you to do
Which one?
I want you to play Suratul Fatiha.
Suratul Fatiha. Okay, we'll play for you Suratul Fatiha. Okay, my puppy?
Okay.
Okay. Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Even sometimes I ask fishes and all the other fishes died.
Oh, you eat a fishy.
Nanny saw white stuff on the angels, then they buried them with ice on them.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So
and even they bought me and bunnies and mommy's bunny fall in a pool. My bunny ran away. There were big fat white ones and I had a black one.
I think your bunny's going to go swimming. Why
no,
you
need... then my mommy's son died.
Oh.
And then I killed the other bunny, the black one.
Oh, so now you're...
I didn't stab him, but I gave him only one carrot. Then I used to I told my mommy I only gave him one carrot, and then I was supposed to give him two carrots, but then I let him die in the morning.
Oh.
So then I said to mom, maybe he's just sleeping, I thought.
Oh, so sorry, man. Next time you better give two carrots, okay?
No.
Why?
Because.
So what pet you got now?
I don't have any pets. I don't even have a kitten.
Oh, I think. So what pet you want now?
Mommy, show me a cutie picture. Mommy, show me that the kittens were in a bowl in her hand. They were so tiny.
So tiny.
Yeah,
oh.
Even in a bowl.
You better tell Mommy must buy for you two kittens, okay?
Okay.
So, Mira, when...
So small, like a round.
Like a small fur ball, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you're going to just eat it up.
No.
Yeah, it's so cute. You're going to pinch its cheeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Humaira, when you come in to join us here in the Radio Islam Studios?
My mommy doesn't know where you play the stuff.
Tell your mommy we're in Indonesia. You know where it lands?
No.
Oh, we're very close from you. You stay in Monjo.
Yeah.
Monjo to land is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes drive.
I came from Cape Town and I was a cute baby.
Oh, you're still a cute baby.
I got a scrub when Noor, I chewed then only shouted and then I was crying.
How old are you, Mira?
Oh. 6 years old.
6 years old and you go to school?
Yeah.
Which school do you go to?
Monjo Primary.
Manja Primary. Now, please, you have to tell mommy to bring you to Radio Islam, and then you're going to come with us on a Nizam Hour on Saturday from 5 to 7, okay?
Okay. Please. Even I remember that you give us unicorns, a real unicorn.
You want a unicorn?
A real unicorn?
Yeah, I like unicorns.
I don't think you get a real unicorn, but what you can do is next time you go ride horse, you must take your ice cream cone. And put it on the pony's head, you look like a unicorn. Isn't?
No.
Yeah. And plus, if you have pink ice cream, then you'll give it a pink color, it'll look more prettier.
Once I said to myself when I realized it, said my unicorn was Gamaliel.
Oh, okay.
And it's alright.
I tell you what, when you go to Jannah, inshallah, then you can ask Allah for a unicorn. Because, I don't think we get any unicorns. But when you come and visit us, I'm so anxious to, for you to come and visit us here.
I told everyone to do what I seen.
What you say?
I said, why do you always say that everyone was doing my nism?
Which nism?
Allah made you.
Which nism?
Allah made the sand, Allah made the grass.
That's your nism.
Yeah, why you said that all the children must be what I see?
Oh, he's so sorry.
I didn't know it was your nism.
Okay, but now see ya. Now we have to go because you've got other people that also want to speak to us. Next time, inshallah. Okay, I think the line cut there. Okay, I think we've got time for one more caller, inshallah. Let's take our last caller, but I must admit that has been the cutest, and most friendliest Nazam our fan of us.
Humaira, if you're listening, then you have to come to Radio Islam Studios next time, and I think we have to buy you a special gift, like, you know, a kitten or a fish. So I think Humaira likes pets a lot. So Humaira, if you come here to visit us, inshallah, and if your mommy and daddy allow it, inshallah, I'll get you a very nice fish in a small little bowl, but you must promise to look after it also.
Abisad is trying to get rid of the pets his mother doesn't want at home. Let's go back to our lights. 011-854-1548. Our last caller for the evening. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Ahmed Bamji.
Ahmed Bamji, where are you calling from us? Where are you calling us from, my friend?
Extension 11A.
Extension 11A is in Lanesia, so you're supposed to come to the radio station. Why you never come? Ahmed?
Si?
Why you never come to the radio station?
Inshallah, I'll come.
You better come, inshallah, okay?
Si.
What are you going to sing for us? Are you going to read for us or sing?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I'm going to sing.
What are you going to sing, my boy?
Hasbi.
Okay, you're trying to keep it short because our time is already up and we have to conclude the program, okay?
Yes.
Jazakallah. Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah Maafi قلبي خير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا هو حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي خير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا هو तेरे सजके में आका सारे जहां को दीन मिला पे तीनों ने कलमा पढ़ाला इलाहा इल्लाहुआ तेरे सजके में आका सारे जहां को दीन मिला पे तीनों ने कलमा पढ़ाला इलाहा حسبي ربي جل هو ما في قلبي خير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا هو سمت نبي بوشحلك يا آكاسي أسني كها كرهو نبي بسلا وزرا meri mooti mein hai kya simt nabi wo jahal kya aaka se usne kaha karo nabi patla zara meri mooti mein kya aaka ghafar mane hua aur fazle rahman hua meri mooti
Masha Allah, Masha Allah, Masha Allah. Jazakallah for calling us. And what does would you like us to pay for you?
My sister wants to.
Oh, tell your sister, we'd really love to have a brother to fail waiting here with a knife and a sword because we are going into a teenager's time. No more Mahasweb Lasanya used to give us times, but we have to have
no
a few. We have to cut the program. So sorry, tell your sister, inshallah, next year she should give us a call, or rather, she should come here to the radio station, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah, my boy. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, that's 2 minutes past the hour of 7, and that concludes yet another fantastic program. Always a pleasure to be on the Nizam Hour, and yes, today we've had some awesome moments, the return of Hafiz Mohammed Saad Jara, and some awesome and heart-rendering, touching moments with our listeners out there, where we had this young girl now recently, just a few moments ago, calling us from Iraq.
The highlight of this week's program, young Humaira from Mondio.
Mondio. If her parents are listening to us, please, please, you have to bring her here to the Radio Islam studios. And preferably, if you could contact our reception at 011-854-7022 so that they can put you in touch with us so we know when you are coming. Inshallah, Wasabi Saad had promised a fish. He promised me a lot of things as well. Let us see, inshallah. From myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, our engineer today, half, brothers, yeah, the other half, Sheikh Osama, and my co-host back in town, Hafiz Mohammed Saad Jara. We leave you in the capable hands of Brother Tufail Patel with the teenagers. So until next week, inshallah, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala wa barakatuh.